Well, cheers, Doug.
Cheers.
We are back for another episode of Who's Funding This Podcast?
Yeah, who is?
And this time it's being funded by this bottle of wine that we're
sharing. I was like, did I accidentally create like a really romantic setting for us? So, like, here's some red wine. We've got candles going.
I didn't even think about it, but we are recording candlelight red wine. Mm-hmm.
It's in the evening time.
Right. It's like kind of cloudy outside.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that we've been mistaken as a married couple.
That's true. Which is so funny because we both look so gay.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe it cancels each other out.
And then and they're like that. They're so homosexual together. Or it's like, do you think like if we were to walk down the street side by side, people would be like, oh, I really hope that she knows that her husband is gay, or the other way around.
They're like, that guy's married to a lesbian.
Yeah. Like, that woman is definitely going to leave them for a woman.
Yeah, that's. I hope that that's what people think. I would love to get stopped on the street and be like, did you know that your wife's definitely a lesbian? And I'd be like, honey.
And I turn around and I'm like, who, me?
Is this why you've been playing so much soccer?
I thought your voice sounded different than all the other girls. That would make my day if something like that happened.
Truly. Well, the closest we've gotten lately is at that one open mic.
Yeah.
Like a month ago. The comic was like, you guys on a date?
And then that was the hardest I laughed during his set, which...
Woof. Yeah.
But I did like that when we all were back for the same open mic, mm-hmm. because, you know, the grind, yeah. He came back and he was like, oh, I know you guys. You guys are the gay couple.
Yeah, the gay couple.
Like, yeah, man, you almost got it.
Yeah, like, I'll be honest, and he's probably not listening, he's not funny. But he's got some like golden retriever vibes to him, but like a little bit like rougher around the edges.
Yeah, like, I think that there is perhaps an opportunity for like,
he's more like Chance from Homeward Bound. Yeah. Like he's been on the streets most of his life, but he's still got that dog energy.
Yeah, so that's what his jokes are, very like dude bro jokes.
They are dude bro jokes.
Which is why we don't find them funny.
Yeah, he's like, I mean, we are obviously the authoritative voice on what is and isn't funny.
That's cool.
He's so close in my mind to being funny.
Yes.
He's just not there.
No, I completely agree. So it's like, if you're listening, you're like, oh, that's so mean. No, it's almost nice, actually.
It's not entirely mean. well, and if we want to be mean, it was like, he's never booked on any shows. But,
Whoa. Damn. But you're
right.
But
he's a nice guy. And I felt bad about doing that just now, but that's what I said was true.
Right. And you know, speaking of, perfect segue. This is another episode where I told you that I wasn't going to tell you anything about it.
I'm coming in totally blank. Like, we usually talk about what our episodes are going to be.
Right.
And like, that's we don't go too far into, but we at least know. Like, no, I have no idea what you're bringing me today.
And the reason why is because I feel like I say this every time. I feel like I'm going to go through this podcast journey and I'm going to say the same thing at the beginning of every episode. And that is...
We'll just do a super cut
of me saying this. Is like, trust me, this time we are going on a journey you didn't expect. And it's really just me just being mind blown by the things that people think.
I mean, so far it's true. Like, this is episode 7, and the ones that you've done, this is the fourth episode you've done, I believe.
Yeah.
And each one, you've taken me on a journey.
There's a whole... Okay.
Absolutely.
And this one is fun because there is no timeline. So I'll stop being vague.
Okay.
And I'll tell you.
The conspiracy theory is that there is one that is going to be revealed.
Just keep listening, guys. It's like an April Fool's joke. Okay. Segueing from unfunny white men to another unfunny white man, today's conspiracy theory is that King Charles is a vampire.
Oh, okay. This is the perfect time to talk about this.
And there's a reason why it's the perfect time to talk about this.
Yeah.
And don't worry, we will get to Kate. Because I'll be damned, we found her.
We found her. As of today, we mentioned in previous episodes, we recorded these in advance of them coming out, obviously. Yeah today, we found her. We found Kate.
Yeah, literally, this is what I mean by, every time we sit down to record, it's
it's like the Amelia Earhart thing.
Yes, yeah. The second that I go to do one of these, the next thing comes out about it. So, I promise we will get to Kate, but let's start with Charles.
Okay.
Okay, so King Charles used to be Prince Charles. We know him as Diana's shitty ex-husband.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Also King of England or whatever.
Also King of England, yes, but
not important.
It doesn't really matter. Okay, so I was kind of looking through all of these conspiracy theories about the royal family, and we all know there are so many. I don't want to get into all of them now because we'll get into them later. So this is just one, but it's just going to be fun. Okay.
Can I tell you though, I'm so excited that we're talking about this because I have been sitting on some pretty big Kate Middleton is missing energy. Mm-hmm. I've been obsessed.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
Isn't it crazy? We started this podcast and I didn't expect pretty quickly after we've started it and started launching mm-hmm. that we would be living real time in yes. it, able to record yeah. our thoughts during it.
Yeah. And I was like, is it too early to talk about Kate Middleton? So no, I'm so glad that you're yeah. bringing this up.
I think this is the perfect time
yeah,
to absolutely. Talk about it. Okay. So getting into the conspiracy theory, King Charles is a vampire. Have you ever heard this before?
No, okay. Not even a little bit.
Okay. So it's one of the lesser popular theories about mm-hmm. King Charles, mm-hmm. but it started to resurface right when the Queen died because he came out. They have now since spoken about a cancer diagnosis.
Yep.
And there were a couple of weeks there.
Which that's weird too, but that's okay.
Yeah. But listen. What a wild thing it must be to be in the royal family.
I'm just going to go on this journey and then I'm assuming that there will be appropriate points for me to talk about everything that I think is weird also.
Yes, just point out that's weird also. And so right when he was crowned king, he did not look great. And you and I have now been recorded at more than one place, mm-hmm. more than one time saying that he is a gently alive corpse.
Oh, gently.
Yes.
A stiff breeze is going to put him right in the grave.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I went to go start to research this theory because as far as I knew, it was a smaller theory, but it had kind of re-come back out because he looked ghastly.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you remember, I need you to corroborate reality for me okay. right now. Mm-hmm. Do you remember, you remember what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And you remember that there were photos of him that looked he was gently alive. Looked like he was a foot in the grave.
He looked like Gary Oldman's Dracula at the beginning of the movie, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that just very something's wrong. This is a sickly man. Right? Yeah.
Okay, so of course it kind of stirs rumors. Mm-hmm. Okay, while we're talking, Google Prince Charles. Google King Charles right now.
What he looks like right now?
Look what he looks like right now.
Okay, let's do this. Thanks to the magic of editing, it's going to seem like I did it right away. Or not. Who knows?
Just King put Charles everybody in an awkward silence.
Today. Okay. Images. Okay.
Now tell me if it's just me.
Oh my God.
But no. I don't see any of those photos. And all of those photos, he looks fine.
Yeah. Truly. Yeah. This is. Okay. So what is today? The 22nd?
Yeah.
I'm looking at something that from USA Today from the 19th versus if I look back a little bit further, yeah, he looks way healthier.
Yeah,
that's insane.
And I'm not saying that there aren't miracles of modern medicine and everything.
Well, if anybody were to benefit from those, it would be royalty.
It would be royalty. But what I am saying is that is a little suspicious. Okay. So that is honestly
So is this going to be a first where the conspiracy theorist is you?
Okay, this is the first where I've contributed evidence, okay? Because that's my one piece of evidence for this. The other pieces of evidence for this was way back in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't king yet. But you remember the movie Dracula Untold?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. It wasn't like a super...
It was fine.
It was fine. Yeah. I don't remember anything crazy happening.
I like the guy that played Dracula. I can't remember his name, but I like that actor a lot.
Luke Evans? Luke Evans was in it, but I don't know who was Dracula.
That wasn't... Was it?
I don't know. That's
okay.
What...
Okay. You keep talking.
Okay. So, at this time... the cast of that movie, for some reason, got to meet Charles.
Oh my God, it was Luke Evans.
Yeah, so Luke got to meet Charles.
Okay.
And during their interaction, Luke later revealed that King Charles is kind of just, like, into Dracula. And that people are like, oh, that's a little suspicious.
Like, how?
So, apparently, he is related to... the royal family and mm-hmm. the original Vlad, Vlad the Impaler, who yeah. inspired the story of Dracula, he's related to him.
Oh.
And it's kind of it's a semi-long and, you know.
I mean, but all European royalty is essentially related.
Yeah, right?
Like Princess Anastasia and Queen Elizabeth, their parents were cousins.
Right.
So that, I mean, that's, yeah.
And it's like Queen Elizabeth's grandma was this, like the son, or the son,
she was like a, yeah, German, she was German.
Something, Austrian. Yes. And so then it goes back and then mm-hmm. another generation behind that. And then another generation behind that was somebody who was Vlad the Impaler's children.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a long line of, colonialism and white supremacy.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
So nothing really suspicious there. if by suspicious you mean par for the course whiteness.
Yeah, truly white royalty, it's icky.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so he's out here bragging to everybody since 2014 that he's actually related to Vlad the Impaler.
What a weird flex.
I know, right?
It's just like, what do you, why would you, why?
Okay, and so the second piece of evidence for this theory
mm-hmm.
is that he, because of his obsession with, like, Vlad the Impaler, he's also obsessed with Transylvania. Like, he just loves it there.
Okay.
It's his happy place. Mm-hmm. And so he bought, like, 3 or 4 castles. He lives there in, you know, his vacation time.
He goes to Transylvania for vacation?
For vacation. He put a ton of money into the conservation of Transylvanian wildlife. And the uh-huh. forests and all this stuff.
So he could hunt and feed.
So he could hunt and feed.
Yeah,
yeah, obviously. Exactly. And one of the castles that he bought was, in fact, owned at one point by Vlad the Impaler. So he's kind of come full circle and he's picked it back up.
Okay.
So I'm going to stop here.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask for your rating here.
Of him being a vampire?
Of him being a vampire.
I mean... So, I don't want to disappoint you, but vampires aren't real. So, 0 out of 10?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you said that.
Okay.
Let me give you one more piece of information.
Okay.
Okay. So, there are records, and I don't have, I did not grab the dates for these, but there are records that in human history, people have thought that drinking or consuming in some way another human's blood
mm-hmm.
could keep you young or keep you healthy. And there are records in European royalty
mm-hmm.
of them doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that, now let me ask. So then, with that knowledge, what would your score be now?
I mean, I'm still 0 out of 10.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, so vampires still aren't real.
Okay, so then I was doing this research and I was looking at this, and that was the closest thing that I could find to hard evidence of, like, he is a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought to myself, the whole time I'm, like, looking at this and seeing if people, like, believe it. And everything that I keep coming up against is, well, he's related to Vlad the Impaler, mm-hmm. and he really likes Transylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept thinking, do people think vampires are real?
That's it, right? Like,
and so I think the conspiracy is that people think vampires are real.
Yeah, so I think, you got to go back to a root theory, which is vampires are real and they live among us.
And they live among us. So then I started doing research on vampires.
Okay.
Okay, and so this is what I came across.
Okay.
So there are, as we know, many cultures have many different ways of like explaining things or different versions of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of different cultures have versions of vampires.
Mm.
So the two main ones are that there are dead bodies that come alive and then they feed on the living. So,
okay.
And
is that your typical vampire, like in pop culture?
Yes, that's okay. Your typical vampire in pop culture.
Okay.
And then the other one is that people would put kind of like a canvas bag, like over your head, kind of a thing. Or have some kind of wrapping mm-hmm. around you when you die.
Okay.
And there wasn't a lot of understanding as to what the process of like death was.
Sure.
And so people would go back to these bodies and the mouth area would have been like rotted away.
Oh.
Because everything in your stomach sort of just comes forward and kind of eats at it and it looks like blood.
Sure.
So okay. People thought that people who came into the graves were being attacked. And that the vampires then were going back to their casket and living.
Got it.
In the daytime, in the mm-hmm. in the casket. Like, all of this is contributing to, like,
yeah. Okay.
Pop culture. So then I'm thinking in my head, like, okay, of course. Like, it's a myth. It starts from somewhere. It's, like, a cryptid, right? Mm-hmm. So I looked back, and it was as early as the 1800s that people still believed that in the United States specifically,
that vampires were real.
That vampires were real, and that they were dead people who were like.
And this was like a more commonly held tradition, like belief.
Yes.
Okay.
Because people didn't understand death.
Because I think people today still probably believe. It sounds like that vampires are real,
right?
Here's the thing. I have decided to believe, not really, that fairies are real because that affects no one. And it's fine. It's just my little belief.
Yeah.
Fairies are real and they don't interact with us, so it's fine.
What kind of fairies? Not to get us off topic, but I want to know your version of the fae.
So, like the creepy kind that steal your children or whatever.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like
the kind that you don't trust. That they'll
do their little trickity tricks on you.
Gotcha.
Yeah, maybe the other cute kind too. I don't know, but like I've just decided it's fun to believe that those are real. Do I actually like gun to my head if someone's like, "Do you believe that?" No, but so maybe it's the same thing with vampires. Like and the people who believe in ghosts, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like once it's like a gateway drug. Like once you start believing in one of these things, you got the whole Scooby-Doo monster villains row of like whatever Pokedex of monsters that you can believe in now. Like,
you gotta collect them all.
Yeah.
And so then I kept kind of looking through and I went back to that source that had said, or that article that had said, that there is record of royalty like ingesting blood.
Mm-hmm.
And there are depictions of and historical records of different like royals in the past who have like taken like people, their handmaidens or the people who like mm-hmm. like work for them, mm-hmm. Like the servants and everything, and would just like trap them in a basement and like bleed them.
Okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
You may not remember, but we talked about one of these royals on Branched.
I thought this sounded familiar.
Yeah, so the Countess Bathory.
Yes.
Yeah, she did. She was apparently known for doing that a fuck ton.
Yeah, she like that was like what she did. I don't think that she did any other business.
Yeah, she didn't like do any of her countessing.
She just said, "Bring me more young maidens."
Yeah, all pretty much exclusively women too.
Yeah,
yeah,
Yeah, which is why she made it on a queer history segment.
Yeah, yeah, that was it. We were doing queer history, and it was her. Yeah,
yeah,
and it was like not all of queer history is great. Sometimes it's
sometimes you're drinking blood.
Sometimes it's super fucked up, you know.
And there's murder. Okay,
that's so funny. I was wondering when we'd have our first crossover subject with Branched.
Yeah, it's now.
And I thought it was going to be JFK because we talked about how he had a fun mouth friend.
We did talk about that. I'm sure we must have talked about Eleanor Roosevelt as well.
We had to have talked about Eleanor Roosevelt.
You know
Roosevelt.
What I mean? And we've already talked about her on this show.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we had to. No, I'm pretty sure we did. Yeah. I'm going to have to go back and listen to literally every episode now.
Until we find it.
Years of our podcast. Like, where is it?
Okay. So, in short, I know that this was very silly, but this is my evidence that King Charles is a vampire.
Okay.
One, people believe it on the internet.
Okay. Perfect. Yep.
Number two, he was really looking bad, and now he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Three, we have historical evidence that people in the royal families across Europe drink blood.
Sure.
Four.
Okay.
Potentially there are vampires.
Okay, I want to throw some more things in there, if I could.
Yes, please.
So in January, or December maybe, mm-hmm. December or January, it came out that King Charles has cancer.
Yeah.
And we've heard nothing else about that.
Right.
And then suddenly, as of today, March 22nd, 2024, Kate Middleton suddenly has cancer after she's been missing from the public eye for months.
For months.
Are we just saying that that's a coincidence?
I don't think it is a coincidence. Mm. Now, there is another theory. And this is, like, I think one of the biggest theories surrounding the royal family. Mm-hmm. And it is truly believed by, no, I'm not saying this one isn't, but I do think it's that this one is believed by more than others. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to talk about it now because I do want to devote an episode to it. And that is that the royal family, just like all of the families in power for forever, are lizard people.
Oh, I've got some things that touch on lizard people, but not like a full lizard people thing.
Yeah.
Like some of the topics that I have earmarked are definitely lizard people topics.
Are definitely.
Yeah.
And so it's starting to converge over each other because the lizard people theory does also involve drinking human blood.
Sure. Yeah. Also, weirdly, the Denver International Airport.
Is vampires?
No, lizard people.
Lizard people.
Yeah. Maybe vampires, though. Maybe vampires are lizard people.
But then it's not vampirism because it's a different species. And
yeah,
then they're just
eating. Like everything we see that we just attribute to vampires
is actually,
it's
just
actually
lizard
people.
Or it is the natural human course of death.
Well, I think that this episode is probably going to be the benchmark for how crazy a conspiracy theory can get.
So I think so far.
Yeah.
And how little evidence
can we present and still make a podcast episode?
Like, and I looked everywhere. And if people are talking about this and they're saying they played the music, the creepy music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And say things like, well, he's related to Dracula. And I'm like, but Dracula wasn't real.
Yeah. But I mean, Vlad the Impaler. Actually, so the first thing I Googled is Prince Charles. And the first thing that popped up related to Dracula. but that's probably just because it was listening to us. I guess Howard Stern called King Charles a pussy and a vampire.
Yeah, and he did that recently.
Yeah.
Which, again, is just, it stirs the pot more, right? So if you are giving any thought to, there are pieces of our world that we don't understand. This idea of vampires has been around forever, and it wasn't really until the last 100 years, or 100 and so, that it fell out of common belief, common folklore.
Yeah.
So, because this was in like the 19 or not 19 in the 1880s.
Okay.
That people were still believing that.
Like a post-Civil War America.
A post-Civil War America was like, if you, because you remember this wasn't necessarily part of this, but there were times in human history where you would bury people alive.
Yeah.
And then have the bell.
Yeah.
And so it feels very akin to that, of just not understanding death.
Yeah.
Or we were right the whole time.
Yeah.
It was, in fact, vampires.
I would love to see that, like, this sort of, like, age of knowledge and information that we've just become obtuse to, like, some big truth. Like, there's vampires and Sasquatch is real. And
yeah. And they just waited us out.
Yeah.
Until we didn't believe in them anymore. Yeah.
That's, yeah. I think the only thing that could really 100% prove this for us is aliens. Like, if aliens came and, like, hey, we did a quick scan and we noticed some things about a percentage of your population.
Mm-hmm.
They're vampires.
Right? Okay, so we may not believe, what I'm hearing is that I did not convince you that vampires are real.
So I'm pretty unconvinced. I think that if, here's the problem, if you had convinced me with that amount of information, the premise of this podcast would be incorrect.
That's true, but I had so much fun because it was this moment, and this is what I really wanted to convey in this podcast, was this moment of, like, we'd gone from Amelia Earhart, where the conspiracy theory is we don't know exactly what happened to her, but something mm-hmm. did, and so it could have been these things, to just balls to the wall.
Like, vampire.
Vampires are real, and me having to research that and realize I am so confused why this is a conspiracy theory.
That it's so far gone.
It's, yeah. And then realizing in my brain, oh, we think vampires are real.
That's, yeah, having to shift your mindset so much, because the base level is vampires are real.
Yeah.
And if you can't, if that's news to you, then everything else is going to be really hard to accept.
Yeah.
You know who I think is good evidence that vampires might be real?
Who?
Keanu Reeves. Have you seen?
Interesting.
Like, all over the internet, there's pictures of people throughout history, like dating back to the Renaissance,
mm-hmm.
that look so much like Keanu Reeves. Like,
strong genes.
Yeah, I guess, or something, or maybe he's just got a face that appears a lot in history. Genetically, the genetic odds on that face are
just so much,
like,
greater.
Higher. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, there was a theory going around on the internet for a while that I think was mostly joking, but that Keanu Reeves was a vampire because you can just see pictures throughout history of people that, and it's startling, honestly, yeah. The people that look like, and I think the same thing has been done with Nick Cage.
I was about to say, I've heard the same exact thing about Nick Cage.
And I would believe that, in my heart of hearts, I believe that if there are vampires, if you live an immortal life, like, mm-hmm. you will never die naturally, you're taking one of three roads.
You're becoming king.
You're becoming king, yeah. You are being benevolent and kind and known for being a good-hearted individual.
Yep.
Or you're fucking off the rails. You are just the craziest motherfucker that's ever existed, and people know you for being the craziest motherfucker that's ever existed.
I love, and we've talked about this in our other podcast before too, but it's like talking about an inside joke. I don't want our listeners to I don't want you guys to feel left out.
We'll let you guys in on the joke.
But we also talked about Nick Cage on Branch.
Oh my god, we did. Also, just go listen to Branch. It's still out there.
Yeah. And about how his neighbors will like make videos or he does insane shit.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah. My friend Chris.
Mm-hmm.
He and I went to go see Color Out of Space years ago when it was in theaters.
Yep.
Which is a Nick Cage, H.P. Lovecraft movie, which...
10 out of 10, 100%.
Oh my god. Like, I can't think of a better actor, except I can, because the thing that took me out of it completely... So Color Out of Space is supposed to be this meteor lands next to this family's land.
Yeah.
And it's, there's this indescribable color, which also is hard to put into a movie.
I think it's so funny that they made it into a movie.
Because the color was purple.
Right, like we can see it.
Yeah. And this color is supposed to drive them mad, but it only works if they start sane. Mm-hmm. And, like, that did not happen with Color Out of Space.
That's how I feel like starting this podcast. I feel like we started under the premise that it was two sane comedians.
I think, I don't think we ever said we're sane. I do think that, you know, the elevator pitch of this podcast is two somewhat skeptical comedians.
Yes.
Talk about conspiracy theories. But I think we'll see that degrade.
Yeah, because I'm so into it. I'm ready for vampires to be real.
I guess, okay, I haven't asked you, and I'm worried, your rating for this.
Okay, here's what I want to tell you, and this is, I'm starting to really believe, and we really need to do this episode because I do talk about it a lot, mm-hmm. but I'm starting to really believe the simulation theory, and let me...
Yeah, I'm going to do that one soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, okay, I know that everybody listening, you're kind of like, all right, Maddie, you're going off the rails here. Okay, but mm-hmm. listen. So I told you...
She's our resident Joe Rogan.
So I told you my journey. My journey was, all right, this seems silly. Let's do a silly episode.
Yes.
And then I started looking into it, and there's no reason for people to believe this even a little bit.
0% reason.
0% yeah. reason. So then my thought was, well, then we're operating under the premise that vampires are real, right?
Yep.
Okay, so then I'm looking for different articles, I'm looking for different things, and I shit you not, one of the articles that I found is on a website called madison.com.
Which, simulation, yeah.
Which, like, simulation theory, right? Because, like,
you're Madison Bird.
Right? Yeah. And it's a very common name. Mm-hmm. It's like a state, it's called the Wisconsin State Journal, but it's madison.com.
Oh, so it's like Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Okay,
so it makes sense.
Which is actually your last name. Oh!
Which is crazy.
Wouldn't it be cool, though, if your last name was Wisconsin?
But then I'm like thinking about it, and I'm like, okay, this is how conspiracy theories get started, right? Because you're like, oh, it's madison.com for a reason, and that reason is connected to me. Mm-hmm. But it's not. Madison, Wisconsin is just a place.
Well, that's... So I was talking to my friend Tori, who listens to our podcast. Hello, Tori. And she was saying, like, I can see, and this is something you and I have talked about too, I can see how conspiracy theorists become conspiracy theorists because there's enough weird things that feel like they're connected.
Right, they're not.
Or there's enough weirdness around a situation. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think we've often left episodes being like, okay, something sketchy, it's true. Like, this situation was sketchy. Like, Diana's death was sketchy. Amelia Earhart, that was sketchy.
Havana Syndrome.
Sketchy.
Yeah.
But do I believe that it's a government conspiracy and it's planned plot for plot for plot?
No.
No. Yeah. Like, we've had a hard time really believing that.
Yeah.
Turn the corner a little bit.
The government's vampire.
Is King Charles a vampire? 100% I believe this.
So, yeah, where the other things, you're like, well, we just don't... We just don't have enough evidence.
Exactly.
I can't believe it.
And I'm literally sitting here like, it's madison.com. They're trying to tell me.
So what did you see on madison.com is what I need to know.
It's just an article that says King Charles is related to Dracula.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I saw it on BuzzFeed too when I looked it up just now.
Yeah. So it's just that article. Like, yeah. I got to be honest with you guys, I'm not researching that hard.
You know, that's for this one, there is nothing to research. You know what, though? Actually, have you run into this issue? I think that Google filters out crazy conspiracy theory stuff.
Sometimes, yes, because I had that trouble with this. And I tried to get on Reddit.
Mm-hmm. r/conspiracy theories.
r/conspiracy theories. And I only found one post. And it was just the same thing. It's the same talking points. That he's related to Vlad, And that he likes Transylvania. And okay. that was it. But I couldn't find anything else. I was like, well, what are other people saying? The only other thing out there was Howard Stern. So
yeah, saying he's a pussy and a vampire.
So the real conspiracy is the royal family has put a kill order out on Howard Stern on any story relating to King Charles being a vampire, because obviously Kate Middleton is not transforming well enough into a vampire.
Oh my god, you think this is like her weird transformation period?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, okay, I am obsessed with the Kate Middleton thing.
No, 100%.
And then now people are like, now that it's like, oh my gosh, I have this cancer diagnosis, I've been taking preventative chemo, that's why I've been out of the public light. I don't believe you.
Because we can't anymore. They've done too much sketchy shit.
Yeah, so now people are coming to her fence and be like, we were bullying her until she told us we had cancer. Like, first of all, sis, we're on your side. Like, we are not bullying Kate Middleton.
No, we are
bullying the monarchy.
We are worried that they killed her.
Yeah, and like, so if, okay, listen, if the steps had gone like this, went to the hospital, had abdominal surgery, presumably to remove a tumor, is what it sounds like, then stepped out of public eye, and people are like, where have you been? We've been dealing with a medical diagnosis at home, or a cancer diagnosis. I'm staying out of the public light while I recover. If those were the steps, I would have believed you.
Yeah.
Instead,
we went on a fucking
date. Yeah. Instead, you. So Christmas Eve or something. The paramedics were called to the place they were staying at, whatever palace they own, like 5 million of them, they're staying at. Then she was seen one more time, and then we hadn't seen her. And then people are like, oh, it was a planned abdominal surgery. Don't worry, she's recovering. And then the photoshopped picture comes out.
On Mother's Day.
On
like the British
Mother's. British Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they get their own one. It's fine. And then all of these like lies and subterfuge that I don't think any of us can in good faith believe whatever the next statement you give is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we've talked about Diana before.
Yes.
And we've talked about how that really brought light to the royal family and the way that you are treated as an outsider.
Yeah, 100%.
To the royal family. And so, like you said, so we didn't see her since December 25th, then they did the photoshopped photo, and then this was their downfall, 100%, was they tweeted, and I say they, that they is the ephemeral...
The monarchy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they.
From Kate Middleton's Twitter account.
That's right, yeah.
And said, oh, haha, that's just me being bad at Photoshop. And so then the whole world was like, that's suspicious as shit.
Yeah, like, honestly, I don't think Kate photoshopped that.
No.
Like, here's where our skeptic hats have come off. And our absolutely conspiracy theorist hats are coming on. Is I don't believe that for an instant that Kate Middleton would release a photoshopped picture. It doesn't seem like something that someone like Kate would do.
It doesn't. I don't understand, like... I'm not saying that members of the royal family can't have hobbies, but I am saying that you have an entire PR team around you, and if you do this like for funsies, nobody's checking you.
I am saying, like, sure, you can have your little Photoshop hobby because that sounds like some rich white person bullshit.
Yeah.
But absolutely, are you not posting on Twitter as yourself? Like, somebody's handling that,
right?
And if not, that's insane. One, because posting on social media fucking sucks. If I could pay someone to do it for me, I would.
Yeah.
And so if I were fucking royalty, I absolutely would not be posting on Twitter myself. I would not
absolutely.
Be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would not be making my own content at all. And I don't think Kate would. I don't know her as well as I feel like I know Princess Diana.
Yeah.
But she's been in the game long enough now. She's too smart for that.
I think that that is a very general, like, like statement that a lot of people have come to in different ways. Like we've not really ever seen Kate be self-effacing in any way. Not to say that she's not, like, you know, super humble and great and amazing. I don't
but
know anything.
That's not
about
been
Kate.
Her brand.
It's not her brand to come out and be like, I'm just so silly.
Her brand is like what every early 2000s Keira Knightley movie wanted Keira Knightley to be.
Regal.
Besides the Pirates of the Caribbean. That's
She kicked ass in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's who Kate Middleton really is. Ass kicking fucking lesbian dream.
She's a lesbian pirate. That's why Maddie's obsessed with the royal family. That's really where we're going with this podcast. I really don't give a fuck about Charles.
I really want some fans of this podcast to put together like a stream of all of the references that Maddie makes to pirates.
That would be good.
Because I was just editing an episode where you talked about Lady Pirates for a little while. Actually,
I can't help it. I don't know. All of my knowledge about Lady Pirates comes from like fiction or fantasy novels.
Yes.
And so I do not know what life would really be like on the high seas, but I do think that I either want to be. Or want to be with a lady pirate.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think if you're relying on Caroline, you need to be the lady pirate. Yeah, it'll be you being the lady pirate.
Because she can't go outside and she'd have to stay down below.
I don't think that she's the pirating type.
No, but she's so strong. She's so stoic.
Yeah, yeah. She is a great first mate, maybe.
Yeah.
To your pirateering captain.
As long as we don't ever run out of sunblock.
Oh my god, neither one of you.
Yeah.
Me either, for that matter.
It would not be good.
Yeah, it would be bad. There is a story about this queer trans pirate that's real. A real person. It's French. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember if...
Is it Daphne du Maurier?
It's like the... trans French pirate. Let's see.
Maybe that's the name of an author of one of these pirate books.
Oh, so the Chevalier Dion?
Oh.
Which I think we also talked about on Branch. Trans man, but I think a little gender fluid in the way they presented. French noblewoman turned privateer.
Queer pirates.
Listen, it's pirates. Queer pirates all the way down. Like,
I don't give a fuck about turtles. It's only queer pirates.
Queer pirates. Pirates in their little subculture, one of the first to recognize gay marriages. True. Yeah. The gay pirate marriages, real thing, happened all the time, apparently, out on the sea.
There were some pirate crews who actually had, like, a legitimate equal take in the shares that they plundered.
Yeah. It's gay socialist pirates.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. The only thing that you're missing is vitamin C.
Yeah, they all... Gay socialist scurvy-ridden pirates.
Which bringing us back to Kate.
I think that's so funny that we started with King Charles as a vampire and then got to... Gay socialist scurvy-ridden pirates.
Well, that's what I mean. But that's like the line of logic with this, right?
Yeah, there's no line of logic.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's just like, well, what is your next thought? Maybe that is connected.
I think what would be fun to do for an episode is just like a dump of all of these crazy conspiracy theories that have no evidence.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple that I've been like, okay, I really want to do this, and I'm like, let me research. I'm like, oh my god, you guys are insane.
Yeah.
Like more so, like. Then there are some conspiracy theories out there, and we've covered them, we'll cover more, that are like a little more sane, and you got a little bit more meat that you can sink into.
Yeah.
And then there's
King Charles is a vampire.
By the way, vampires are also real.
Right.
Yeah.
Just in case you have gotten lost for where we've landed, I believe in vampires now.
Yeah, you have not given me your rating yet.
Okay, my rating for King Charles is a vampire. I honestly have to give it a 1 out of 10.
Yeah,
okay. I have to give it a 1 out of 10.
Okay, because that 1 is all desire.
Is desire.
Yeah, you want it to be true.
And I don't, this is what I think. I think that if King Charles is a vampire and that vampires are real, they're not like glamorous in any way. I think that it is
that they fucking look like King Charles.
They look like King Charles. I think that it is a flawed like idea, and then then you die. I think that you die.
Okay, I would be willing. Okay, if somebody came at it like this, vampires are real and they are not mystical. They are actually either the next evolutionary step, or they are a different evolutionary step that happened like side by side Homo sapiens.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how they present. They need blood as sustenance. They whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You would get me a little bit more there.
I suppose I'm thinking of like vampirism as like a disease.
Okay, I think you could get me on a disease too.
Yeah.
Like as like a viral,
because and then I this is my mind is just so meandering. I did actually forget to give you one other piece of evidence.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And this other piece of evidence, and that is because of you know, royalty incest shenanigans. A lot of the royal family also has a disease that makes your skin a little bit paler and much more sensitive to light.
Oh.
So, like, we kind of joke that, like, Caroline is allergic to the sun, but that's essentially what
they're actually, like,
what the condition is.
Oh.
And so that's why, like, I'm sure we've all seen photos of King Charles, and he's got, like, really red cheeks. Like, yes. Really, like, almost like broken capillary-looking yeah. cheeks.
It's the rouge.
It's, yeah.
It's blush.
It's part of having this condition.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm still pretty solidly at 0 out of 10.
Damn it! I thought I was going to get you that one.
But I think that, again, like, if people out there who believe in vampires could believe in it in a way that was more palatable...
That had any kind yeah. of like fact-based evidence yeah. instead of just me trying really hard.
Like, I, at this point, am more likely to believe that the earth is flat than I am to believe in a vampire.
Okay,
which, just for the record, I am not likely to believe that the earth is flat.
And I wish that there had been, like you said, like more like scientific evidence. Like I yeah. wish that they had gone, like if there was some deep dive and that somebody did into this condition and then like measured the size of his canine.
Yeah. You don't, yeah. It doesn't even have to be real science. Like, cause it's conspiracy theories and they never are mm-hmm. real science. It's always weird pseudoscience. Like, come at me with some pseudoscience. Don't come at me with he's a relative to a person that we knew already existed. It's Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah. Who is not Dracula.
Like, Dracula is a fictional character based off of Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah.
Though there is this book series that I really love, and it's like modern day fantasy.
Yeah.
And in that they say that so that there are these different courts of vampires, but one of them, it's basically the vampire described in Dracula, mm-hmm. and that Bram Stoker wrote that as a guide to like let people know how to kill them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of the other vibe of some of the like the comments on like the Reddit post that
yeah.
the Reddit post that I saw where yeah. people are like, yeah, that I mean, there's a reason that he was the inspiration for this. And it's like, well, unfortunately, people have been known to be psychopaths.
Okay. So to just summarize everything. Charles, King of England.
Yes.
Charles III.
Yes.
Is a vampire.
Correct.
Because of the following reasons.
Yeah.
One, he looks better than he did last year, even.
yeah.
He is related to Vlad the Impaler.
Correct.
Who Dracula is based off of.
Correct.
Three, because vampires are obviously real.
Correct.
And four... Four, okay, I guess there's five things total. If we're including vampires, they're definitely real.
Yeah.
There's a history of European royalty collecting and drinking blood of human people.
Yep.
And five, skin condition.
Yep.
Hey, listen, nobody wants to believe this more than me, except for maybe you.
I think you're right.
I want nothing more than for this to be true. I truly hate King Charles from the absolute pit of my stomach.
And you, like, just want a reason to shove a wooden stake into his heart?
Yeah, I want it to come out that he is a vampire so bad. But I also want cooler people to be vampires.
Like Keanu Reeves?
Like Keanu Reeves. And I would actually take Nick Cage being a vampire. The thing is, I don't hate Nick Cage.
Nick Cage plays a vampire in a...
He plays Dracula.
He plays Dracula. I haven't seen the movie, but honestly either. Looked real goofy.
It looked silly. I forgot what it was called even.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Nick Cage's Dracula.
Well, they're not funding this podcast, so we don't have to remember their name.
If they would fund this podcast. Okay. Maybe secretly King Charles is funding this podcast that and that's why I'm so skeptical that he's a vampire, because he's paying me a little extra on the side.
If we keep going back and forth, then we're just distracting from the truth, and that is that he's actually a lizard person.
Oh. So 0 out of 10 on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, to round out the episode, because it was such a silly journey
just,
that we
this
went
one
on.
Was just a fun one.
Yes. Yeah. I do want to go rapid fire back and forth with Kate, because
okay,
yeah. So she's come out today. They put her in front of a camera and they said, "We have to prove somehow that you were real.
We have to have proof of life." So Kate Middleton, yeah.
They put her in front of a camera and she said, "We have received a diagnosis. I have cancer." And essentially this surgery that she had on her abdomen was a major surgery, yes. Not a minor surgery.
Yeah.
And so up until from December 25th up until literally today, March 22nd.
We're about 4 months into this. Yeah.
4 months. We had not seen her.
3 months?
3 months.
January, February, March. Yeah, 3 months.
We had not seen her prior to this. And so I have been trying to follow what the most common conspiracy theories are.
Yeah.
So I just want to hear from you. What do you think?
Okay. I think, what do I think happened?
Yeah. Do you believe? Okay. Let's start with this. 0 out of 10. She has cancer and had major surgery.
5.
Okay.
I think it's a toss up. Like, I think that, again, it would make, I would believe it a lot more if they didn't have the shenaniganry that they'd had leading up to this point.
Yes. Like, what was that for?
Yeah. Why not just say she has cancer?
Right.
Like, she's already given 3 kids. She's covered her bases, which is so gross, in that her whole job is to produce heirs for mm-hmm. William. She did it. There is no reason to cover this up.
Yeah.
Okay. But as far as what do I think?
Yeah.
So for a minute, I was like, she's dead.
I fully believe that she was dead.
I was like, she's dead, and they're covering it up. Because other than that, like, I don't know, she got bangs. Like,
right.
It's just, they had to grow out. I don't know.
Right. It took about 3 months.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. If you were to say, Maddie, 0 out of 10, or 0 to 10, do you believe Kate Middleton is alive? If you asked me that last week,
oh, yeah.
I would say 2.5 out of 10. I don't know that she is alive.
I'm still on the fence. Like, okay, if we're taking our skeptical hat off and putting our conspiracy theory hats on,
yeah,
deep fakes are a thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
like I truly like it could have been also that she got beat up by William. I don't want to make that accusation, but she needed time for everything to heal.
Yeah,
I don't know. But the cancer thing, it only makes sense. Well, okay. I guess it makes sense, but then the things that don't make sense still don't make sense.
Right.
Like, the Photoshop picture doesn't make sense. The blurry picture of, quote-unquote, Kate in the car with her mom doesn't make sense. So what happened there? What was the thought process?
Between the public, like, because I think...
Also, she looked fine today. I mean,
I don't know that she looked fine.
Yeah,
her hair looked weird to me.
Let me pull up a picture of today, Kate Middleton.
But that's because my conspiracy hat is fully on with the royal family right now. So 0 out of 10, do you believe this? I'm just going to rapid fire them to you.
Yeah.
0 to 10, Charles and Kate are getting a divorce, and she had a mental breakdown because of the divorce.
William and Kate. Yeah.
Who did I say?
Charles.
William and Kate.
And she's having a breakdown because of the divorce. 3 out of 10. And I say 3 because, I mean, William is obviously taking more and more after Charles every day.
Right.
Yeah.
And I cannot remember what her name is, other than the fact that we call her Peggy. Because William has a...
Oh, yeah.
So the timeline is between the photo and now is the photo came out. So the royal family basically like gave the photo to the press. Here is something for you to do. Mm-hmm. They posted it. Then the general public came back and said, are you kidding me? This is so unbelievably doctored. So then they took it down. They released the kill order. They said that this photo is too doctored to be considered
truthful. Associated Press did that. Yeah.
The Associated Press did that. And so then after that, I can't remember what news outlet it was. It might have been TMZ. It might have been another tabloid. But somebody posted like an article about Peggy. And so then the conspiracy theory was that, and you can give me a 0 out of 10 on this one, that William does in fact like to be pegged.
That's known. 10 out of 10. He likes to be pegged. He likes it up the ass.
He likes it up the ass, but Kate doesn't like to do it.
She doesn't. Ooh.
So she said, go do what you need to do. Mm-hmm. Just, you can't develop any feelings. You know, we have this marriage to take care of.
Yep.
Lo and behold, he got pegged the heart into the heart.
His heart is right by his prostate. Yeah.
And so he fell in love with this other woman. Peggy. And then, yes, with Peggy. And then Kate found out he wants a divorce. And so she broke down. So that's kind of like the timeline of that one.
I would say 3 out of 10 on that one, only because I believe that she would fully pull a Princess Diana.
I 100% agree.
Yeah, I think that she would be out there, like, saving her own brand.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, but we do know for sure, and this
and hopefully wearing a seatbelt, which is where Princess Diana went wrong.
Right? She has been taking a lot of car rides lately.
Oh no.
So then the next one is that she had a facelift, because facelifts take longer.
Okay, I would believe the facelift, because her picture today, I would say it was a bad facelift. Mm. Because her face does look different.
Her face does look a little different. Uh-huh. But I couldn't tell, because I don't think that cancer is like the craziest thing in the world for her to have.
Everybody has cancer at this point.
Right? So
not to diminish anybody's struggle with cancer.
But like it's a thing that happens to people.
Yeah.
And I could argue that her face looks different because she's sick.
Yeah. A facelift, I say no. My favorite that I've seen is that she was getting, a BBL surgery. She was getting butt implants. That's the one I want to believe.
Yeah.
As much as you want to believe that King Charles is a vampire, I want to believe that Kate Middleton got caked up.
Love that.
Yeah, that's what I want. But truly, she probably does have cancer, and they just really bungled the... probably what is the most likely is that we've seen time and time again that everything surrounding Buckingham Palace is slow to age.
Yeah.
Like it's slow to get with the times. And so we live in such a fast information age that they didn't catch up with the thought that people are going to notice pretty quickly that Kate Middleton has not been making public appearances. And then so when that started happening, people were like, oh, Kate Middleton, where is she? They're immediately playing a game of catch up. And instead of just being honest, because that's something that they're so trained not to do, that they just did this stupid subterfuge thing that obviously was never going to work.
I'm just shocked at how poorly they executed the subterfuge.
It's bad.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like that could have worked.
I hope somebody lost their job over that, frankly.
Yeah, because, like, look, I don't want governments to be able to lie. But at the same time, I'm really disappointed with the effort that was put into this.
If you're going to lie to us, just try harder.
Maybe the conspiracy is that whoever was in charge of the subterfuge thought, no, the people deserve to know, and did it really bad on purpose.
Oh.
So that way we would...
Because they weren't able to speak their truth freely.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think whatever it is, whether it's cancer or a facelift or something, something happened to her appearance specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why
she looked too ill.
Yeah.
And I could see that is, they're like, we need to protect the image of the monarchy.
That's what I think.
Back when the monarchy was stronger, it seemed like that was their whole... They're like, we have to protect the image of the monarchy, because that's really all the monarchy is anymore, is image.
Right.
They're basically just English mascots at this point. But I will say, terrible, terrible job. Absolutely terrible job handling.
0 out of 10.
Yeah, 0 out of 10. You did a bad job.
You
on
did worse
this.
Than I did trying to convince Doug that vampires are real.
If you, a week ago, if you had asked me what's more likely, King Charles is a vampire or Kate Middleton has cancer, that's what's been happening, I would have been like, it's more likely that King Charles is a vampire. okay, so wrap up final thoughts. Anything?
Wrap up final thoughts. I am disappointed in the lack of evidence that King Charles is in fact a vampire and that vampires do in fact exist.
Yeah, yeah. Guys, be better.
Give me more.
Be better at your conspiracies.
Somebody better measure his canines and get back to me.
Yeah, please do that. And if you could find the most invasive way to do that in King Charles's life, that would be great.
Right.
That's
don't do that.
We actually are not advocating that you do that. You will get arrested.
And potentially worse.
Yeah, we don't potentially turned into a vampire.
Potentially, you could die, but also maybe not.
Yeah,
come back to life.
I mean, if you want to be a vampire,
go for it.
I would take it for a while.
I think I would take
it.
Oh
my
god,
there's this movie called The Invitation. It's on Netflix, and it's like gothic horror, and it's like this woman gets invited. To like, she's a long lost relative of this like rich family, and she gets invited to this other castle, and like there's a wedding, and it's like this whole thing, and it turns out that the guy who owns the castle, he's super hot and like charming and whatnot, but it turns out he's a vampire, and he's like wanting her to be his vampire bride, and she's like, I could never be evil like this. And I'm like, let me get this straight. Super hot, incredibly charming, rich man,
yeah,
owns a castle, servants you would never want for anything.
Yeah.
You can't... Listen, there's a price tag for everything.
Well,
and if my soul has to be the price tag for everything I just described...
Then we should put you in contact with Charles.
I said hot and charming were the first two qualifiers that I said. I would be a vampire. I would sell my soul for that.
Okay, that's fair. So I would just say that overall, disappointed in the lack of evidence that vampires are real, and those would be my final thoughts on King Charles. My final thoughts on Kate Middleton is that I do think that the way that it was handled was very sketchy.
Abysmal.
I think that the royal entourage has every resource in the bag to have performed a good subterfuge. I think it's very odd that didn't occur.
Yeah, what's happened?
But I guess I would also believe that the royal family is very weird about Kate Middleton or anybody in the royal family having a like regular human hardship.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I see that.
Because I remember, do you remember your joke, like, Princess Diana had mental illness, and they were like, how common of you?
I feel like that's
what they're doing with
this. Oh, they're like, cancer? How common?
Like, but, we'll just completely implode now.
Yeah, not only cancer, but cancer, and you look bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, how dare you?
And no amount of human blood that we are giving you seems to be working.
Well, and, like, I think that she's, like, the prettiest royal right now, because, like, Harry and Meghan are off the royal scene now.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the prettiest royal. She's the face.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that they're like, oh no, the face.
The face. It's gone. So I think that it's, I think again, this is sketchy, but I think that it probably comes down to a very human situation.
I agree. Yeah. Well, that was a fun episode. That was different.
What are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts, vampires aren't real.
Stop trying to hurt me.
And so King Charles is not a vampire. and Kate Middleton, it's just blink three times in the next interview you have if you need to get out.
Yeah.
Like, is this a get out situation? But yeah, no, that's that. Everybody, you can tell us your final thoughts on this episode, and it's okay if they're weird.
Tell us your the theories and things that you want to believe.
Yeah,
but there is no rationale at all.
Yeah, tell us. Them. Yeah, the conspiracy theory you would love to believe the most, but you just can't.
Yeah.
And you can do that by finding us on social media at Who's Funding This Podcast. I think as of today, we're on TikTok.
That's correct.
So TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. If there are others, we don't know about them.
Who's funding this podcast?
You can also email us at whosfundingthispodcast@gmail.com. Also, let us know what conspiracy theories you want us to cover. Because we need content.
There are conspiracy theories to spare. There's got to be some that we haven't ever heard of.
Yeah,
please send us any conspiracy theory that you've heard, anything that would be fun for us to talk about. Send us those, like Doug said, over all the socials, emails. You can find us everywhere. Who's funding this podcast? If you'd like to fund this podcast,
just
make that happen.
Yeah, please. We'll give you our Venmos if that's what you need.
The real conspiracy is and will continue to be until we figure it out.
Who's funding this podcast? Who's letting this happen?
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks guys. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.